Hey, everybody. It's time for Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber's Unbelievable Stories.
I am Lacey Lamar.
And so am I.
She wishes.
I'm okay. Amber Ruffin. I'm sorry I lied.
Amber. I was in an Uber. And I got into the Uber. And the Uber driver was playing like the loudest music, okay?
Okay, what kind of Uber was it? How loud was the music and what kind of music?
Okay, so it was just a regular car. Old white guy, long Santa Claus beard.
No, thanks.
And he says, he has this music blasting because I want you to tell me what the music was. And he goes, hey, what's up, girl? He says, sorry, I was jamming out.
Oh, no.
And he goes, sorry, let me turn this music down. What song was he playing? Because there's official, when you say I was jamming out, sorry, girl, what are you playing?
Okay, if he says those two things, he is playing reggae music. Am I right?
You want to be a little bit more specific?
Yes, he's playing, he is playing No Woman, No Cry.
Okay, I would have went ahead and said, okay, sure. This man, Amber's fiance, was playing Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
What? He was jamming out.
It wasn't even a famous version of it. Like, it was played like someone was strumming like a ukulele.
Oh, no.
And it sounded like Tiny Tim.
No.
But I don't care what version. Jamming out. Hey, girl. Sing it with me.
A bridge over troubled waters.
It's not a good song.
You heard jamming. And he said, so the song continues though. He turns it down, but it's playing. And as he's driving, he goes, this is so soulful.
What?
And then we both sing it together. And I'm like, I'm all for singing a song. I let this man feel like, dude, you're right. You don't have to turn it up a little bit. And we sang that song like we wrote it.
They sang that song like a bridge over troubled water.
If you like it, I love it. Excuse me, sir.
I do like singing along with strangers.
I love singing along with strangers.
Yeah.
And it made him feel good because he was like, yeah, she liked this song.
Crazy Uber stories should be its own
I've got
podcast.
I've got them.
So do I.
I was in an Uber and I think I sent Amber the video because just in case I got kidnapped. And you know, guys, sometimes, especially being women, we go up to the Uber and we should just deny. We should just say no. And right. I really should have just said no. I see it, but I had to be somewhere and people were waiting for me. The Uber pulls up and I get in the car and the windows are covered in some type of material and tape.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it like to tint the windows?
It was to tint the windows, definitely, but you could definitely not see out.
Oh.
So what kind of tint is that? It's an everything right. tint. It's yeah. keeping out the sun, scenes, pictures, everything. It's not just taking the sun out. It's taking your vision away. So now you feel like you're just shooting down the highway in a box that you can't see out of. And the driver had it on his window.
No.
On the side. So what happens when we actually get into the city? He almost runs a woman over because she's walking, you know, from that side. And he screams at her. And I said, you couldn't see her. Like, don't yell at her. You were driving blind. You have blinders on. You literally have blinders on. That's not something that you should have. You're not a racehorse. You're a whole human being.
That's very scary.
Yeah.
Lots of times you get in an Uber and they're driving wildly and there's nothing you can do but hold on and cry a little.
Mm-hmm.
In those moments, we should feel empowered to say, hey, you have one job and it's driving and you suck at it. Please be more careful with my precious, precious life. I'd like to invite everyone to go ahead and say that to their Uber driver whenever they want. I have in Uber, you can set your preferences, right? Your temperature preference or your music preference. I don't know, but it's like talking preference. Would you rather no conversation or some conversation, or it doesn't matter or something. And I always have that son of a bitch to conversation until this happened to me. I was in LA having a lovely time. I love to go to LA and act a whole fool. I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory, actually, but I'm coming from not too far from there. It was just too far to walk. And I'm like, let me take this Uber. It'll only be like 5 minutes, but that's fine. Get in this Uber. This lady goes, oh boy, you are lucky you got in my Uber. Let me tell you what, because you know what everyone's diet is missing? Iron. Now, here's how you can. And I thought, oh, she's going to like sell me something. But no, she's just like frantically trying to tell me all this information that I don't have. Like like she was probably manic. And, you know, she's telling me all these like things you can do to be healthier and ways you can like not pay your taxes and how you can get what, like all kinds of stuff. And then I'm like, oh, she's just a person having a day. Then this raggedy bitch goes, now, yeah, I'm sure something like, I'm sure you're out there dating. And she goes, but you got to be careful because the reason why Black men are so aggressive is because they're born with extra testosterone. That's what makes them so aggressive. I said, pull the car over. And I got out of the car and I walked my ass to Cheesecake Factory. I changed my settings right there and then. It's like, I will never talk to another Uber driver in my entire life. And now every time I get in an Uber, I lean in. Well, if it's a woman, I say hi. But if it's a man, I lean in too close to his face and I say a little too loud, hey, man, what's up? And then I sit back and they never talk to me and I never talk to them.
Yeah. Now, she was right about the iron. She was right up until the Black man. She was right.
She was right about iron.
Because you know, we got low iron.
Yeah,
both
low
of us
iron.
Have some low. So she was right.
She's
to
right.
Be that. Guys, if you ever read my book, you'll never believe what happened to Lacey. I went to the doctor and they said my iron was dangerously low. So she was right to
she
be
was
like,
right.
We get your have, iron in.
We have low iron.
We have low iron and it was an emergency and she was right.
She was
but
right.
Everything else
is a lie.
Lady, get
girl,
your life together.
Pull over. I don't want to know what your why, how you came to that conclusion.
I don't want to hear it.
But I also want to hear it a little bit. It's just that in that day, I didn't have it. Because you know how sometimes someone says something that's utterly bananas and you go, I got to see where this is going.
That is never me.
That is always me.
That is never me. And I still get people sharing way too much. I don't want to hear it.
I want to hear it. I
that
like
is
it.
Never me. I don't want to hear your stories.
I like a little bit of chaos.
Mm-mm.
I want to hear what your deal is. Do you want to talk to me about it?
Nope. I don't ever want to know. I don't ever want to hear. But what I do want to hear is like a bridge over troubled waters.
Not a good song.
Excuse me. I'm just jamming out. Let me turn this down. Man, you ain't got to turn this down.
Jamming out.
What are we doing? I said jamming out. I remember typing this as he was talking because I was like, I got to share this. What else is this man going to say?
Oh, I like that he looked like Santa Claus.
He did.
And then he listened to the music you would think Santa Claus listens to.
Hey, girl, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then we got married.
Guys, you can send your wedding gifts to... Lacey, well, Lacey Claus now because they got married. Lacey Claus. Oh, Lacey Claus. That's not bad.
It's not a bad name.
You'll never beat the last name Lamar. You really hit the jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
But they are getting married and she is hyphenating. So that's Lacey Lamar Claus at AOL.com.
Oh,
I mean, you know that man got an AOL email. If you jam out to Bridge Over Troubled Water, you have an AOL email. But you know what? We have a good time for you every week on the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. So like it. Subscribe. Subscribe to liking it, which is a thing I didn't know you could do. Visit us on our social media doodles. That's at Lacey Lamar 1 and I'm at Amber Ruffin probably. really, really should. This is the millionth episode and I should know by now what my handle is. And I don't. But that's it. This was this week's Unbelievable Stories. It was about Ubers. So, you know, go in there, open up your Uber right now. Change your settings, man. And be like, don't talk to me. Because, yeah, connecting with people is nice, but not having a motherfucker pull over, let your ass out on the highway is even nicer. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.